Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where the Biden administration has just announced deals to cut the cost of 10 widely used prescription drugs, saving taxpayers and Medicare recipients billions of dollars.
The price cut is part of the president's Inflation Reduction Act, which gave Medicare the power to negotiate prices with drug companies. These lower prices will help millions of Americans save on the cost of health care for life-saving drugs for conditions including heart disease and diabetes. The new prices will kick in 2026, but have already kicked in for other prescription medications like insulin. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are expected to tout the initiative in Maryland during their first joint campaign appearance since Mr. Biden dropped his reelection bid. During an appearance in Asheville, North Carolina, former President Donald Trump insisted Americans with Obamacare won't have to worry if he's elected in November.
She goes around saying, well, he's going to get rid of the health. No, I'm going to keep it unless we can come up with something that's better for you and less expensive for you. Otherwise, we're not doing it.
Just in from Moscow, a ballerina with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship has been sentenced to 12 years in prison on treason charges for making a $50 donation to a U.S.-based pro-Ukraine charity. People in Puerto Rico are facing the daunting task of cleaning up from Hurricane Ernesto, which triggered massive flooding and knocked out power to half the island. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there.
We've arrived in Dorado. This is a neighborhood that's about a half hour outside of San Juan, and a problem that is being multiplied over and over across the island, that of course being power lines and power poles that came down during the storm.
Forecasters say Ernesto could amp up to a powerful Category 3 hurricane as it heads toward Bermuda. Hamas says its negotiators will not be at the table when ceasefire talks resume in Qatar today. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Jack Lew says time is running out.
It's of enormous urgency because it's also part of the whole question of maintaining some stability in this region and not having violence escalate.
Police are still looking for a convicted murderer who escaped from a prison transport van in Hillsborough, North Carolina, Tuesday. Keith Acree with the State Department of Adult Corrections says a $35,000 reward is helping.
Since the reward has been in place, the volume of calls coming in has been significant and steady, and a lot of folks are providing information. We're very thankful for that. We want to continue to encourage that.
Officials say they have widened their search. S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Ashley Capital is wanting to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. Included are 10 buildings spanning about 220 acres. It's expected to generate 2,000 full-time jobs. Caledonia officials are set to review a development agreement for the industrial park. Home sales were up a little in Racine County and up a lot in Kenosha County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Kenosha saw a 13% increase in July year-to-year sales. Racine County had 3.5% growth compared to last July. Demand for homes continues to outpace supply, with the realtors continuing to say that there is a significant long-term danger if there's not new single-family and condominium units being made. It's not really a beach day, but you weren't getting in anyway. A beach hazards statement remains in effect through late tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service says we're looking at waves of 4 to 6 feet and hazardous swimming conditions due to the waves and the winds. And today is the first day of school for some Kenosha kids. KUSD starts its year at Frank Elementary with an early start date. The rest of the district schools will commence classes on September 3rd. Racine Unified also starts that same day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a five-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders. McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
I'm not afraid to tell you how old I am, but I'm going to give you a clue. I actually said this to my friends. I was at my friend's apartment, and I actually said to her out loud, "Boy, that's a nice pill caddy." That's how old I am, yes. I had to get a new pill caddy recently because my doctor gave me a new prescription, and I'm on so much medication that I couldn't jam one more pill into the compartment. So I had to go to CVS to the pill caddies and prosthetics aisle. And I don't know if you've shopped for this, but there's a whole hierarchy of pill caddies. You start with your entry-level pill caddy. It's the single compartment pill caddy. Then you move into the AM, PM pill caddy. Then the AM, noon, evening pill caddy. Then the AM, noon, evening, bedtime pill caddy. Then basically you have to hire a caddy to hand you your pills all day because you pass out and die.
We'll be right back. second later, we have the top 10 Beatles songs of all time, according to someone. I'll explain it later on to you. But the top 10 Beatles songs of all time. You know, it's tough to pick out the top 10 Beatles songs. I'll tell you why. It's like choosing your kids. Which of your kids do you like better? You can't do that. Same thing with Beatles songs. I mean, I love them all. How do you pick your favorites? Anyway, that's coming up a little later on. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. It is 6:10 on your Thursday morning. We're looking for a cloudy day, showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs near 75. You never know it by looking at the sky now. Cloudy, it's 74 degrees here at Radio Park. The sun is coming up. Can't believe it's dark when I come in now. It's so nice during the middle of the summer. You come in, it's all bright outside. Now it's like darkness when I come in. Even the possums and the raccoons are still out when I come in the morning. All right, coming up, we're going to have Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Library in the next hour. But right now, at a bridge over troubled water, Simon & Garfunkel, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Comes and
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Simon and Garfunkel this morning. Which of these sounds better to you, or maybe worse? Coca-Cola teaming up with Nabisco for an Oreo-flavored soda, or a Coca-Cola-flavored cookie? They're both coming your way.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Sir City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Sir City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
For every boy. That's the whole essence of the song. With that flying today, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, have you ever had a coworker come back from lunch smelling distinctly like mayonnaise and you said, I wish that irresistible essence was in a bottle? Well, Hellmann's Mayonnaise has partnered with Titans quarterback Will DeVisto, and they're releasing a fragrance based on the smell of mayonnaise. It's a limited thing. You can buy it online for $8 if you want. And this is not a stunt. It is for real.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, O&H Danish Bakery is again featuring their new brownie Kringle, which was a huge hit. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
When you were young,
All you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Is in Messina. Your mama don't dance. Local news, soundless hits, WRJN. Question for you. How fast do you drive on the freeway here? That's 70 miles an hour, right? If you drive at 70 miles an hour, you just about tied the speed record for the winner of the first Indy 500 race. Back in 1911, The average speed for the winner, just under 75 miles an hour. So you were going as fast on this freeway as the winner of the Indy 500 did back in 1911. By the way, this year's winner averaged 168 miles an hour. Now, we don't go that fast, right? The Big O, Roy Orbison, 625. Looking for cloudy weather today. Showers and thunderstorms are a good possibility. Highs near 75 right now. Cloudy and 74 degrees here at Radio Park.
Only the lonely.
He had a lot of great hits, didn't he? I think I was at the studio where he cut some of that stuff. We went to RCA Studio B in Nashville, Tennessee. We also went to Sun Records in Memphis. I think he worked at one of those studios. He recorded a bunch of his tunes. What would you do in this case? Some guy in Virginia lost control of his car and crashed it into someone's house and then offered the homeowner $50,000 if they didn't call the cops. Said his father was a millionaire. He'd give him give her the money. What would you do? Would you take the money? Call the cops? What would you do? Well, this woman declined the money. And yep, she called the cops.
W-R-J-N. Here they come again. Mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Again, mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. Mm-hmm. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
95. Catch us if you can. Local news and Tamla's hits, WRJN. It's 6:30. You know, it seems like every kid these days is being named Liam or Olivia. Liam or Olivia. But that won't always be the case. See, names go in and out of fashion, usually, anyway. There's a list online of old school names that people say they'll never use again. They'll never be popular. Here are some of the ones on the list. Elmo, partly because of the Sesame Street character. My general manager when I was in Atlanta was Elmo Ellis. Elmo. Kermit, for the same reason. At that radio station, Elmo Ellis was our general manager, and Kermit Hammonds was the engineer there. Ebenezer, even through literary history, that character, you know, ultimately reformed, but you don't find too many Ebenezers anymore. Adolf, for obvious reasons. Then you've got Horace, Isis, Bertha, Alexa. Amazon really killed the momentum of that one, even though I wouldn't consider it an old school name. Cletus, you don't find too many Cletuses anymore. And Broomhilda or Brunhilda. You don't find that name anymore either, do you? Anybody naming their kids Donald anymore? Like me? I haven't heard any lately. Hey, it's time to head off to the WRGN Radio Park Newsroom, see what's going on. 6:31 right now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Ashley Capital is wanting to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. Included are 10 buildings spanning about 220 acres. It's expected to generate 2,000 full-time jobs. Caledonia officials are set to review a development agreement for the industrial park. Home sales were up a little in Racine County and up a lot in Kenosha County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Kenosha saw a 13% increase in July year-to-year sales. Racine County had 3.5% growth compared to last July. Demand for homes continues to outpace supply, with the realtors continuing to say that there is a significant long-term danger if there's not new single-family and condominium units being made. It's not really a beach day, but you weren't getting in anyway. A beach hazards statement remains in effect through late tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service says we're looking at waves of 4 to 6 feet and hazardous swimming conditions due to the waves and the winds. And today is the first day of school for some Kenosha kids. KUSD starts its year at Frank Elementary with an early start date. The rest of the district schools will commence classes on September 3rd. Racine Unified also starts that same day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Yep, nobody's happy with these commodity prices, even with a little bounce yesterday. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Is there a way that you can use these low commodity prices today to try to help you in 2025? Well, maybe. That's the suggestion of a University of Minnesota ag economist named Ed Ussett. He suggests farmers make cash sales for grain that they can store on the farm and deliver next spring. He says it's a way to capture what the market calls the carry.
Decent carries have come back into the wheat and corn markets. And if you were one of the smart ones who got some early sales off and are feeling good about them, I'd be very tempted to sell a carry, you know, hold the grain and sell a premium for May or July futures. That's a conservative move, but it protects a good start. If you price nothing, I'm certainly going to take a chance with some wheat in the bin. I don't know what's going to make it rally, but we're at low levels, and we can hope for some.
That's Ed Ussett. He's an ag economist with the University of Minnesota. Again, carry is the difference in the price for a bushel of grain delivered today and what the market will pay for that in the future. Just another risk management tool you might want to take a look at. We'll take a look at the numbers on a Thursday morning. That's next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 216.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 202.75, and AA butter stood still. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 2 cents right now, 21.28 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 402.75. November soybeans are up 8 at 976.5. The September wheat right now, up 8, 542.5. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. And there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
I shouldn't complain about flying, though. I have ridden a bus in this country. That is not a good way to travel. I've ridden Greyhound. Last trip I took, there were like 45 people on the bus. I was the last one on. I took one look at these people. I felt like calling Unsolved Mysteries and going, yeah, I found everybody. Oh, there's extra ones here if you hurry. Call those guys from that show cops. I love that show. That's my only new reason to live. I tell you what, if you have a bad day, go home and watch Cops. You will immediately feel better about your life. I'll sit on the couch watching that show thinking, well, at least I'm not a crack dealer in curlers running down the street. Greyhound is America's weirdo wagon. The kid sitting next to me is like 17. Nice enough kid. This is all I'd say the whole trip, though. You know what, lady? Life sucks. Like, well, probably because there's an earring in your eyelid. Probably hard to blink in the morning, isn't it, Satan?
Timeless Hits for the Animals. Eric Burton and family there. House of the Rising Sun. I see the TSA says there are new scanners being rolled out of airports across America that will finally allow them to increase the 3-ounce liquid rule. Excited? Don't be. It's going to take 16 years before the new tech is fully deployed. Something to look forward to. You know, I guess. 16 years? Will we all be here? All right. Lady Willpower, the Union Gap.
See me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. No one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you.
With a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 75 today. Right now, it's cloudy and 74 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you got
behind it. Lewis and the Playboys, This Diamond Ring at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Got a poll here. They found 38% of companies sometimes lay off people instead of firing them just to avoid hurting their feelings. But really, the top reason is it's more self-serving. They want to maintain company morale and avoid a mutiny. Happened to me once. Yeah, the owner fired me at the radio station I was working at. And it made the front cover of the paper. And he said, I didn't fire him. I let him go. There's a big difference in firing him and let him go. Well, there is no difference, let me tell you. And anyway, I'm back here regardless. So there you go. 646 at WRJN. Coming up, we got Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Library in the next hour talking about all the great programs, including the planetarium at the library. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up shortly right here at WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
They told me I had timeless wisdom. Huh.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Cause one is the loneliest number that you ever just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Night, local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN. Hey, this is interesting. A woman in Florida was helping clean up after Hurricane Debbie recently and found a message in a bottle from 1945. It's a note written to a friend, and it's on official U.S. Navy letterhead. Historians are trying to track down more information from 1945. You don't see that too often, do you?
Oh, yeah.
okay. I remember now. WRJN. And it's coming back to me. Cloudy showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 75. Cloudy, little drizzle now. When did that start? It was a beautiful morning when I got here. Now it's drizzling. 74 degrees at Radio Park. T-Rex, bang a gong at WRJN.